shit. I thought it was counting down. Okay, well, I guess that's a great way to start off our first podcast. This is going to be called, I guess, Shane's Bedroom. My name's Ethan. They call me Beer Can, and I'm with...
Shane.
Okay, so basically what this is going to be is we're just going to talk about stuff that's happened in our lives. I mean, granted, haven't had much experience, but, you know, shit happens at all ages.
Yeah.
All right. So, this is also going to be a bit of a mix of a Taco Bell mukbang, if you will. But, so basically, what I think we're going to start off with is the story about the time that Shaner over here threw a party at his house, and long story short, I greened out. Now, for those of you who don't know, greening out is when you smoke too much weed, pot, marijuana,
reefer,
Mary Jane, reefer,
devil's lettuce,
Jolly Green Giant. I just made that one up.
Yeah, I'd never heard that one before.
But, so why don't you start off the story?
So, when was it? It was late July 2018. 18. And everyone was going out of town, and I was like, you know what, we're gonna throw a party. And it was at my sister's house, and everyone was leaving besides her boyfriend, which is a really laid back dude. And so I text him, I'm like, hey, you care if I have like a little fire party thing? And he's like, sure, go ahead, dude. So I text all my friends, I'm like, yo, I'm having a fire this weekend, you should come. There's low-key probably about to be drinks and all types of fun stuff that we're not gonna... It'll be up later in the fucking story.
So I'm gonna start off right here. So we get there. Shane's sister's boyfriend's like, alright, so you guys want any drinks? He goes out and gets the drinks. He comes back. These two girls come over. I'm not going to name them. But these two girls split half of a Mike's Hard Lemonade and act like they are totally sloshed. I mean, they're taking their shirts off halfway.
I remember
their
that.
Pants down. I mean, like...
They were showing their bras. They show, like, what color bras they have on.
I mean, in front of, there are two girls and probably 10 guys here. So, I mean, total sausage fest.
And we're all in my backyard, too. And it's just like, you know, anyone driving by can just see two underage girls in a backyard full of guys lifting their shirts up and just...
It was actually ridiculous. And they're like, how am I going to go home? I'm so drunk. I mean, they all had rides. Everyone was safe. It's just that they were acting way too drunk for how they are. And so, basically, they end up leaving after having their own little strip show.
Yeah, they went to a different
party.
Yeah.
And so they end up leaving, and then our good friend, we're not going to name him, but he might show up if we do another podcast. But he brings in some that good old Jolly Green Giant.
Yeah. So, well, first I asked my sister's boyfriend. I'm like, yo, you care if we smoke, which I knew he smoked, so I was just making sure, because, you know, he at the time, he was just the adult of the house, he was in charge, older than everyone else that was there, so I asked him, like, you care if we smoke, and he said, he was like, come here. So I thought I was just crossing lines, I was asking about drinks and stuff, and then he pulled out a baggie full of the Jolly Green Giant, and I'm like, well, shit, we're gonna have a fun night. And a buddy of mine was already out picking up more, a lot more.
This kid pulled up with, what was it, half an ounce?
Yeah, half ounce. Pulled up with half ounce, and it was a lot. And so we immediately started going to work on rolling and cutting and everything. I had a full just Chinese factory underground just meth lab, basically. It wasn't meth, but there's a full-on just like factory going on in the dining room table. It was just, I had people, there's people cutting, there's people rolling, there's people pulling seeds, there's people just going to town. And my dumbass decided to go let out some fireworks in the backyard.
Fucking God.
And I had
I forgot about that part.
Running out, freaking out, because there we have a highly non-acceptable amount of weed in the house. And
let's also talk about the fact that it smelled like a fucking underground Jolly Green Giant, like, fucking greenhouse in the house. And now, I didn't remember this part, but now that I remember, I'm the one who went out there and yelled at him. And you gotta imagine, so we're sitting there at the table in front of this gigantic window that faces a main fucking road that cops drive by all the time. Like, guys, shouldn't we at least close the curtains? And then I can't remember who said it, but like, no, we're just eating dinner.
It was me.
I go, what fucking cop is gonna walk up to the door for fireworks going off, smell weed, and go, ah, average suburban family dinner? So I'm paranoid throughout the whole thing, but I was saving myself a little treat. So we had another buddy who was rolling, and so I never really thought about the whole process of rolling a blunt, but when I saw it happening, this fucking cow tongue just sloshing all over the paper, I'm like, that's not for me. So I went out and bought myself a little treat. I got a wine wood tip black and mild.
Classic.
I emptied it out and I just packed it. I mean, I think that thing was fucking flawless, but a little jump into the future, I never get to smoke it.
You never smoked it?
Never smoked it.
I think Cody probably got to it.
Cody smoked it.
Yeah. And so, about 2 hours later, they managed to have, what, 8 blunts and an extendo?
Now, an extendo, those of you who don't know, is 2 blunts rolled together. So, double the fun.
Yeah. And so, after a long process of waiting for everyone, because I don't know how to, like, do that shit. I'm not educated enough. After everyone just going to town on rolling and everything, that's when, like, the actual party, like, got started. We all went in the backyard, just lit up, we're all having a good time, just passing shit around, listening to music. It's, like, just party shit.
And so, you know, we're doing the old puff-puff pass rotation, like you do. And it got to the point where we're all smacking this extender, right? And I puff-puff pass, someone stops smoking, hands it back to me, puff-puff pass to a different person, they stop smoking. I keep going and handing it off, but I was so baked at this point that I didn't realize people weren't hitting it anymore, and they were just giving it back to me. So I just kept hitting it and passing it away, and then I would know it came back to me, and I'm like, oh, it's my turn again. I didn't realize that the most experienced smoker there stopped smoking like 10 hits before I did. So I'm just chiefing the fuck out of this extendo. I mean, this shit's going. And about halfway through the extendo, the most experienced smoker goes, shit, put that down. Put it down. Put it down by your feet. And I'm like wigging the fuck out now because now I'm paranoid and high and holding an extendo. And he goes, I saw flashlights by the driveway. So I'm like, fuck. Me being the person I am, I want to just throw that shit in the fire, but I mean, you know.
You would have pissed a lot of people off then.
Yeah, would have pissed a lot of people off. But everything dies down, and they relight the extendo, and it just keeps coming back to me. And so I cheat probably like 3/4 of this extendo. I'm not used to bud. I'm used to dab pens, and for some reason, dab pens are stronger than actual bud. But
there's more THC.
Yeah, so I can't handle actual bud very well. So long story short, I'm baked out of my fucking mind. And I walk into the house to go to get a drink, because I'm like, I'm thirsty. And I forgot I hit a Mike's behind a tree, because those girls kept saying they wanted more. I'm like, nah, this one's fucking mine. So I went and hid it behind a tree, and then I forgot about it, so I'm like, oh, I'm thirsty. So I go inside, and we have another buddy there. He's not smoking or anything. He's just chilling out, kind of being like a responsible adult, I guess. And I walk in, and I go, and I'm like baked as hell, and I go, hey, do I, smell like the weed? And he goes, yes. And I, the only words that come out of my mouth is, fuck. Where? And I don't know why I'm freaking out about this. I don't have to go home. I don't have to go by anyone. So I'm like, shit. I gotta wash my hands. So I'm there, and I'm at the kitchen sink. I'm washing my hands, and I'm using Dawn dish soap. And I'm washing my hands. I wash my hands for like 10 fucking minutes because I keep thinking my hands are running away from me, because when I look at them, they just get further and further away because I'm like that baked. And I'm just like, get back here. I'm just washing my hands. I don't remember if anyone saw me or not, but I walked back out and they're like, where the hell were you? I'm like, washing my hands. Never grabbed a drink.
No, well, while that was happening, when you're washing your hands, we're all outside partying and just having a good time. And we completely forgot about you. We really did. We had no clue like where you went or anything. And Parker went in to go get another Bud Light, and we're like, I was like, yo, go check on Ethan while you're inside, because he's been gone for a while. So we already thought that you were like puking and just like ruining your night. This kid comes back out with the largest can of Bud Light ever, and he's laughing his ass off, and we're like, what's so funny, what happened? He stumbles all the way over to us, not from being fucked up, but from laughing so hard. He stumbles over and he goes, Ethan's been in the house the entire time just washing his hands. And then my sister's boyfriend goes, what kind of soap was he using? And he goes, Dove. It was the Dove soap. He starts flipping shit. He goes, don't fucking use all that soap. Don't use any more of that soap. Because if any of that soap's gone, then I'm going to get yelled at. And she's gonna know shit happened, and he just gets super paranoid about just all this soap being used up. No one used any of the Dove soap. It was just the Dawn soap, but Parker's dumbass just got everything confused.
And that's partly my fault, because I'm baking. He's like, because they walked in, they're like, what soap are you using? I go, the one with the bird.
Yeah.
Because all I remembered was there was a bird on it. And Dove has that white little bird, but the Dawn dish soap
has like a duck. Yeah.
So I just kept saying, the one with the bird. I'm washing my hands with the one with the bird. And so he's getting all pissed off at me, thinking I'm using the expensive herbal soap or whatever the fuck it is. I'm like, dude, listen. I can go down to the store and buy you a bottle of that soap for 99 cents. It's like, no, it's expensive. Trust me. She tells me not to use it. I'm like, okay, dude. I mean, you wash your dishes how you want. I'm using fucking dish soap on my hands. That shit's hard to get out of pots. Imagine on my fucking hands. And I mean, I'm piling that shit on because I'm like, I can't smell. I mean, granted, my mouth smells, my clothes smell.
Hair. I'm
all kinds of fucked up. And so I go back outside and sit down after finishing getting yelled at and laughed at. And once again, I'm too baked to notice all this, but I never grabbed my drink. So I'm like really thirsty and I start feeling a little queasy. I'm like, damn, I should get something to drink. So I go inside to go get a water and I don't even make it to the fucking fridge. I take a hard left into the bathroom, kneel down, just start puking. I mean, I'm retching everything. I mean, it's like, I haven't eaten in 2 days. Like, nothing is coming out at this point.
So you're just full-on dry heaving.
Full-on. Like, I can't get anything out.
Well, before you went in the house to go puke, you were like, you came out from washing your hands, and you chilled with us for, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you disappeared again, and then you went in the house, and we forgot about you again. And probably, like, 10 minutes later, we're like, oh, fuck, where's Ethan? And my sister's boyfriend is like, fuck, he's in the house washing his fucking hands again. He's just freaking out because he thinks he's using the soap. This, like, God made like $12,000 soap that my sister bought. And he's just freaking out. And so we send Parker back into the house, and he comes out. He goes, "Yup, Ethan's puking." And so we're all like, "Oh shit." We go in the house. This is my perspective of walking into the house. The bathroom door is like halfway open. This kid is slumped over the toilet, and it doesn't even look like vomit. It just looks like fish food just floating in the toilet. And it wasn't even gross. It was just the funniest sight to walk in, just to see this dude just sitting over by the toilet with like fish food just floating around. It was the most funny thing I've seen that night. And I know like you were like feeling like shit and you had no clue what's going on because you were just like so fucked out of your mind. You were just so gone. But we were all having a good time with you, just chilling in the bathroom.
But I also wanted you guys to imagine, I'm a big dude. I'm 6'2", 270 pounds. I'm laying in between the crack of the toilet and the wall. And
It's like a 6-inch space of that.
And I'm just fucking crawled in there, hovering over the toilet. And the Shane's sister's boyfriend comes in, and he's trying to talk me down, like calm me down. And he's like, it's just the drugs. You'll be fine. I'm like, I know it's the drugs. What else would it be? And I'm like, I'm going to be the first person to ever die of marijuana. I'm thinking that. I'm like, this is going to be hell. My parents are going to find out I died smoking weed. Like, this isn't how my life is supposed to go. And I somehow managed to come through a little bit, and there's an ice pack on me. Now, I had no idea where the ice pack came from until afterwards, like a couple days later when I asked about it.
Yeah. And
so, it was your girlfriend's boyfriend, right?
My sister's boyfriend, yes.
You know what I meant.
Yeah.
It's not Alabama. But yeah, he put that on me, I guess, and it's a good thing, because, I mean, I was overheating. I mean, I thought about getting fucking naked. Like, it was hot. I was sweating. I could literally feel, like, it coming out of my pores. I was so baked. I felt everything.
Yeah, because he walked in and checked on you.
Yeah.
Because you were in the bathroom just, like,
probably for an hour.
Did it feel like an hour?
Oh, it felt like an eternity.
No, it wasn't an hour. It was probably, like, you were probably just chilling in there for, like, another 20 minutes after, like, you were done puking, like, just in case. And then we got you up and walked you over to the couch, and we put a fan on you. We had, like, wet, like, cold towels on you. We had ice packs. We put a trash can right next to you. Mm-hmm. Dude, we went from, like, party animals to nurses in, like, two seconds.
Mean, these kids took better care of me when I was stoned out of my mind than my fucking mom does when I'm sick. Like, I'll be like, Mom, I'm hungry. She's like, great, get up and get yourself a fucking orange. Like, dope. But no, I was on full bed rest, just chilling, and I'm hugging this sofa cushion.
It was this giant couch cushion. I don't know where it came from. It was just chilling there, and I walked down the stairs, and this dude is full on snuggling with this couch cushion, just like in love with it the entire time. I just sit there and laugh for a little bit, and I just go like, what a night, and walk back upstairs.
And the whole reason I'm hugging this cushion, the whole reason I threw up, is because I was so baked, I felt like I was falling. So no matter what I did, I felt like I was falling, unless I kept my head in one position. So the whole time I was throwing up, I felt like I was falling and just falling. I felt like I was falling for years. But when I got to that cushion, I was able to maneuver my head. So I was looking at the TV, so I had something to do. The fan was on me perfect. So I just hugged that fucking pillow. And I remember watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Guy Fieri saved my fucking life. And I remember there's another kid there. I don't remember his name, but he's like, let's draw on him.
No, who was that? That was...
It was the kid who dipped.
Chase,
yeah.
Yeah, he kept wanting to draw on you. I'm like, dude, no, he had a rough night already. We do not need him waking up with a bunch of dicks and shit on his face from this him passing out. And my sister's boyfriend was like, yeah, let's just not do that. Because you definitely had a rough night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it started out pretty good. We're on a good mood.
Blast.
You just chewed a little bit too much with that blunt.
Oh, just a tad too much.
That's almost the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you already had a low tolerance in general. You know.
Oh, yeah, no, I hardly ever smoked.
Like anything.
The first time I ever smoked, which unlike most people, I did get baked. I only took, okay, so what it was, I actually smoked three different things. I took one hit off of a roach because my fingers were too fucking fat to hold it. So I could only get one hit before it burnt the shit out of me. And I had a blunt, and I took like two hits off of that because it was like half a blunt just left over, and I didn't really like it. But then we made something called a secret agent. Because my friend's dad, he had a cigarette rolling machine, so he just had the blank papers. So what it is you pack weed into it, you twist off the top, and then you cut off the filter, but you leave just a little bit on. And so we made probably three of those things, just because we kept cutting the filter too far. So we'd have to empty all the weed out and put it back in a new one and try to cut the filter again. Granted, we're all baked, so like, we keep cutting in the same spot, expecting different results. And so we finally get it, and I hit that a few times. And this is like, I don't remember what strain it was, but I want to say it was Death Star OG, I think. And so I'm having the fucking time of my life, but I have to call my mom. Because I forgot to call and say I have to spend the night again. I won't smoke if I have to go home the same day. Like, that's just not fucking happening. I'm not risking it. So I call my mom, and I'm baked, and I already have a stutter. I have ADHD, and when I don't take my Adderall, I stutter like a motherfucker. So I already have a stutter, but you can just imagine me baked trying to talk to my mom to convince her to let me stay the night at my friend's house. I spent the night at two nights prior. So, I mean, I was going to be spending the night 3 days in a row. Luckily, she let me stay, so I'm having the time of my fucking life. This is my first time high, so I'm like, oh, let me go look in the mirror and see if my eye's red, if I'm a real fucking stoner, bro. So I go in, I look, I'm just staring at myself. My friend walks in, and the other two kids that we smoked with, they left. We weren't really much associated with them. But he comes in, and he's like, he says something, but I thought he said ball wrinkles. like fucking nut wrinkles. I still, to this day, do not know what he said. I laughed for literally 30 minutes straight, like crying laughing, just because I thought this kid said fucking ball wrinkles. And then I'm coming down, his mom comes home. It was just a great time. But sorry, I got off topic there a little bit, but
you kind of did.
But that was like really my first time smoking. I didn't really smoke a lot of bud. It's a lot harsher than I expected. And so I have a really low tolerance, so I'm like that. The next day, though, back in the future where I'm at Shaner's party, the next day when I wake up, I mean, I'm feeling fucking fantastic. I walk out of that door into the backyard where everyone's chilling out, feeling great. But I missed a huge gap of the party because I was fucking passed out on the couch. So that's where Shaner's going to come and fill you on what happened while I was passed out.
Yeah, so what did happen? By the way, I was completely fried too, but like I was able to function though. Unlike you just being in your own world, passed out on the couch, just dreaming about riding roller coasters or whatever you were doing.
Saw sounds.
You saw sounds. Yeah, so you were passed out on the couch. Cody was, he was almost passed out. He was looking pretty tired. Yeah, he was passed out on the... Or no, he was in the bed. Just playing... What was he playing? He was playing NFL. And... Tim, he had... I don't know where he got it from. He got a... It was like a... What was it?
Was it a twisted tea?
No, it was... He grabbed the Bud Light and started drinking that, and then he put it down. He was not really that big of a drinker. He would have, like, two sips, not like it, and he'd be done. But Parker still had that giant, world's biggest can of Bud Light from, like, 3 hours of when he went and got it and saw you washing your hands. So he was still like sipping on that. He was on the floor on his back, just like laying on his back, but like scooting backwards for probably like 20 minutes. And Tim had a, what do they call it? Like a popsicle. He had like a popsicle one. Just like, there's a video somewhere. He like has like a video, he's holding the popsicle and he shows Parker just scooting around on the floor. This whole time while this is happening, I'm looking for my phone. I had no clue where my phone was at. I remember bringing it inside because we're all like, the party was kind of dying down, and we're like, yeah, we're gonna head inside and just party into the house. And I like had people calling for my phone. I couldn't find it. I was completely just bugging out looking for my phone. And I'm like, I'm just gonna go check outside to see if like for some reason it's outside. Sure enough, it was outside. I had no clue how it got outside because remember I was on my phone in my house just chilling on my phone. I remember going outside and leaving my phone out there. So that was just a full confusing part of the night. And then everyone started like just falling asleep, crashing, and then me, Tim, and Parker went upstairs and we went into one of like the guest rooms. And we're all just like just crap all over the floor, and we like tried making it work. We probably I stayed up the entire night. Tim passed out probably around like 4. And Parker was like, he was coming down because he was just drunk. So he was coming down from being drunk. I was pretty much sober from being fried. And then I really wanted to go to Speedway. But before I wanted to smoke again. So I went and found another blunt, lit it up in the backyard, smoked like a quarter of it. I'm like, yeah, this is good enough. Then me and Parker walked to Speedway. We go inside.
Did you smoke my packed black?
I don't think so. I just found this random blunt laying in the bag, so I picked it. So we walk into Speedway, and it's not kicked in yet. It doesn't kick in until like probably 2 minutes into being in Speedway. The cashier, right, the only like employee at the time inside the store was like a stoner, and I didn't know about it.
Is that one weird dude?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I start freaking out. I'm just completely like freaking out. Parker's like, what's wrong? I'm like, dude, he's gonna know. He's gonna know I'm high. I'm like, he's gonna know. And he's like gonna call the cops on me. I just like start like going through like all these like worst case scenarios. And I'm just like freaking out. And Parker's like, dude, you're fine. He smokes too. He's not gonna care. And so I grab the like
Muddy Buddies.
No, I grab like some like a pack of like Chips Ahoy cookies, like the little baggy ones. And
iced tea.
And iced tea. And like the cup of like small like donut ball things. I grabbed those three things. And I get up to the counter. I'm shaking because I'm so scared. Because I just like was so like nervous. And so I buy the stuff, go back to my house. Go back upstairs, and I just start like smashing on my food. And then Parker passes out, and I'm the only one awake. And then Cody comes upstairs, and he's laying in the middle of the hallway.
That sounds like Cody.
And I go out, and I'm just chilling with him, and he's like, yo, do you hear an alarm going off? And I'm like, yeah, I do actually. So I go downstairs. Chase is laying on his phone with the volume all the way up, and his alarm starts blasting. And so I turn his phone off, and I look around. Everyone is passed out, and I'm so confused on how everyone is passed out. And I just go back upstairs, just chill out for a little bit. And it's probably around like 7 a.m. around this time. Sun's out. I'm like, I'm going back outside. I go outside. I get the fire started again. And then Cody comes out. and then Parker, then Tim, and then I think you did, because you were up pretty early.
Yeah.
And then I was starting to get a stomach ache, so I was like, I'm going to light up another blunt. So I grabbed the one that I smoked earlier, and I lit it up, started smoking it, and I was like, all right, I'm good for now. Blew it out, put it back, and I was like, all right, I'm just chilling. And then we're watching, movie clips. We're watching, what was it, Lone Survivor on, YouTube or some shit.
I wasn't out at that point. I was the last one out.
Were you? No, you were out there because we're fucking hitting our jewels and shit.
Oh, and you're like something up.
You were like about to puke just from the smell of us hitting the jewels.
So when I was greening out, I was sitting on the fucking floor by the fire pit, just fucking chilling, not paying attention to anyone. And everyone's cheating their jewels. I mean, everyone has one, but everyone has in a mint pod. So I'm just fucking feeling sick, and I'm just surrounded by this mint pod smell. And it just kept making me sick. I'm like, fuck it. So then, when I came back out the next day, people were still chiefing the mint pods. And I just wanted to fucking puke everywhere. And I mean, it took me months. I mean, months to even just smell a mint jewel pod again without wanting to throw up.
Did it really?
Oh my god, it was so bad. Like, I still don't even... I don't like them as much as I used to just because of that.
Yeah, got PTSD or something.
Yeah.
What did we do after that? Oh, I remember we went home. Or you came to my house and we just crashed.
Oh, bro, we were down for
We crashed and we woke up probably around 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you were like, "Yo, I'm going home and going back to bed." I'm like, "Yeah, you do that." And I don't remember anything from the rest of that day. I think I just fell back asleep and woke up the next day feeling complete shit. It's so drained. This felt awful.
No, you know what I had to do?
What's that?
I had to go into work.
You did?
Yeah.
I thought you went home with the bed.
No, I had to go to work. Now, I don't remember if I was still working at Mark's or McDonald's at that time.
It was Mark's.
Yeah, because it was near the 4th of July.
Yeah, because I was working at McDonald's by then.
Yeah, so I couldn't get off any shifts because other people come in near holiday time, so I had to go in. I was working 4 to close, so that's 4 till... We close at 9, so we get out of there around 10. And so I had to go work that shift. I mean, I'm going to be honest, it wasn't that bad.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, I slept like a fucking baby when I was... when I greened out. That's the only plus. That's probably the best sleep I've ever had.
Oh, you were passed out.
I mean, I could have been hit by a fucking semi-truck, and I would not have woken up.
Yeah, you were passed out, because when we were in a house and we're all rolling around the floor being jackasses, we were being so loud. We're all yelling and shouting. I was screaming where the fuck's my phone? I was just freaking out. And you were over there counting sheep, just doing your thing. And yeah, you were out.
Oh yeah, I was done for the count. But there are some things that I kind of remember. I guess I wasn't necessarily fully asleep at these parts, but I clearly remember someone saying, "Let's draw on his face." I remember Chase sitting down on the couch and laying down. I remember the alarm.
You do?
Yeah, I don't know how I remember the fucking alarm because I was out.
Probably because it was loud as shit.
Yeah.
I could hear, me and Cody heard it from upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
You ever tell you a story about when I took a shower the first time fried?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, this is a great story. So I needed, a normal person, you need to shower, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I gotta go take a shower. But I had, this is back when I had the pen, so I was like, first, we're gonna make the shower fun. So I do two, small hits, and I'm like, yeah, should be good enough. Walk into the bathroom, start taking my clothes off, and I'm like, I should definitely be feeling something by now. I'm not feeling anything. And I was already, coming down from a high. I got home from school, and I was like, yeah, I'm still gonna hit the pen, twice and chill out, play some Xbox, and just be my own little world. And so I was already coming down, and hit it twice, went in the bathroom, and I was like, I'm not feeling anything. I come back in my room, and I'm gonna make sure I feel it this time. I grab the pan, I put it on, I preheat it. I make sure I'm getting fried. I do like probably like a 10 second hit, and then I hold it in from my bedroom all the way till like I close the door to the bathroom. And I'm not walking slow. I'm not walking fast. I'm almost taking my time. Close the door, exhale. Barely any smoke comes out. So I know I'm like, I'm done. And so I turn the water on, get into the shower. As soon as I like close like the curtain or door or whatever for a shower, everything hits me. And I'm just fucked. I'm standing there. The shower felt like it shrunk. Like it was like 2 feet like shorter. Like the wall felt like it was like right in my face.
Oh Jesus.
And I was just like staring at the wall for like 15 minutes. And I was just like so focused on the wall. And then like I had the great idea to look at my hands.
Oh Jesus.
So then I look at my hands and I'm just like bending like my fingers, like my palms is like back and forth. It's like for like 20 minutes doing this, bending my fingers around.
I don't have a good experience with looking at hands when I'm high.
Why?
Bro, they run away.
Oh yeah.
So I wash my hands for 10 fucking minutes. Like, get back here, you fucking gremlins. You gotta be clean.
Yeah, so I'm just amazed by hands. Don't know why. Those hands are just fascinating me. And I'm like, alright, as the shower goes on, like the more time I spend in the shower, the more high I'm getting. It's just like, it's like keeps like progressing. And I'm like, oh my god, I need to hurry up and get over with this shower. So I bend down to grab like some body wash, you know. I was like, alright, like I still know how to shower. That's pretty good. And so I just bend down and like almost fell over. I'm like, whoa. I went way, way too fast. So I stand back up and I'm like, we gotta try this again. Then I slowly, like as ever so slowly, bend down, very carefully grab the bottle of body wash, slowly stand back up, and I'm like, okay, we can do this. I open it and I pour it on my hand. I'm like, oh, why is it so cold? I start rubbing it like on my body. I'm just like feeling so weird and sticky for some reason.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. This isn't 50 Shades of Grey. Let's go at least down to R. What? I don't need a description of your sticky body.
Hey, I'm going into full detail. And so rinse my body off and I'm like, alright. Now I gotta shampoo my hair. I do the same process over again. Slowly bend down, grab the bottle, shampoo my hair, and I'm like, alright. Now it's time to get out. I open the curtain for the shower. At this time, I'm so fried. My vision is like a strobe light in a dark room.
Fuck.
Like, you ever see someone like walking in a strobe light?
It looks like someone's just showing a bunch of pictures really fast.
Yes, yes. That was my vision. That's how I was seeing things. Like I opened the curtain and it was like boom, 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 boom. It was open. I'm like, what? And I look down. Everything's in slow motion. This like picture, like movie frame. It's just so weird. And so I pull my leg as high as I could if I don't trip over the tub. So I'm like pulling like my knee like up to my chest and like extending my leg all the way out. And I set it down and I'm like, alright, we gotta do the same thing for the other leg. Pull my leg like all the way up. I'm like putting my leg way too high. And I'm like, I need to dry off. So I didn't even use a towel to dry off. I put the towel around me and I just started texting Nate. So, I text my friend Nate. I'm like, yo. He's like, what's up? I'm like, I am really, really, really high. He was like, cool. I'm like, no, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm way too high and I need to come down from this, like, right now. Because, like, everything was zoomed in. Everything was just, like, so... Like, it was, like, after, like, the picture vision, my eyes were racing back and forth. Like, I couldn't focus on anything. My eyes were, like, tweaking out. And I was, like, it was really, like, my heartbeat. I was, like, everything felt so weird. And then... Nate goes, you need to descend down from your high. I was like, what do you mean descend down from the high? He goes, you know, like a plane, you gotta descend. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, he's gotta, you know, flow, you go with the flow, he's gotta go downstream. I'm like, you're making no sense. He goes, you understand a little bit. I'm like, all right. I don't know why. I just texted him. I'm like, yo, I like boobs.
I remember this part.
Did I text you that too?
Yeah, you texted me. You texted everyone.
Yeah, I texted a lot of people. I like boobs. I don't know why, but the boobs popped in my head, and I'm like, yeah, those are pretty cool. And so, I probably like just like sat in the bathroom for like 20 minutes. It's not even drying off. I was air dried at this point. I was like, all right, I need to get into my bed. So like, I very carefully put just like some clothes on, and I'm like, good enough. I open the door very slowly, turn the light off, and I'm in like this extremely dark hallway. Find my way to my door, and I'm like, all right, we made it. Open the door, go on my bed. Everything's still spinning and going crazy. I FaceTime Parker and I'm like, dude, I am definitely the most high I've ever been. Like, I am like extremely high. He starts laughing his ass off and he goes, same. I was like, really? He goes, dude, I am way too fried right now. I was like, dude, me too. So we just start sending each other like these stupid pictures, and then me and Nate start naming body parts of each other, and at the same time, me and Parker didn't know this, but at the same time, Parker and Nate are sending each other body parts. Like, we're just like typing out like body parts, like toes, elbows, stomach, ears, nose. We're just naming off all these body parts for no reason. And then I started calming down, and I just got extremely tired and went to bed.
I remember one time you were high, and you called me at, like, midnight. And Shane was trying to explain something to me. He was trying to tell me a story about some girl that texted him about something, but he only kept saying, like, a couple words and was stopped talking.
I vaguely remember this.
And I'd be like, what? And I mean, granted, I just woke up. But I mean, I'm fully awake now because I'm intrigued to hear Shane's high story about some random girl texting him something. He goes, and I go, what? And he goes, are you even fucking listening to me? Like, seriously, like, I said the story like 10 times. I go, you said like a total of 5 words. And he goes, really? And I go, yeah. And he goes, okay, I'll tell it. He does it again. So eventually I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to bed. I ended up just falling asleep while he's on the phone talking to me. I don't know how long it took him to realize I was asleep. But I just ended up passing back out. And that's the end of that. But let me think.
Oh, there's someone I want to tell you. What was it? Oh, yeah. Back when Tim was whipping the van.
Oh, his mom van?
When he was driving around his mom van.
Well, let's give a little background on that. Our friend Tim, he's a Jeep guy.
He has an addiction of rolling Jeeps.
He had a nice red 2000 Jeep Cherokee. It's the same kind I have now, but he rolled that shit. I mean, he almost got in an accident. He tried to whip around her, and Jeeps like to roll. They like to play.
You know, well, he also disconnected his sway bar, so yeah. That thing had like twice as much body roll.
Yeah, Jeeps like to somersault. Or do cartwheels. And so he tried to drive around her. just fucking rolled it. And then the second time, he's driving.
This one was pretty bad.
Yeah. And he decides to take a nap.
While driving.
So he's driving and he decides, good idea to take a nap. Hits a light pole. He drove up the light pole a little bit and rolled his Jeep. I mean, this was a bad accident.
Yeah, like, the whole driver's side was all crushed and caved in.
He caved in the car. I mean, it's not like he even rolled back onto his tires. He was stuck upside down. He somehow managed to slide out, and he was okay. Just some, bumps and bruises. No one else, luckily, was injured. But then, after this, he had no car, so he had to whip around this beige mom van.
The Ford, Transit. Not Transit. It was a Ford, van. It was the ugliest thing ever. It was, some, bronze, brown, who knows what. Just exhaust is falling off, so this is a super loud van. And so, I was really high one day, and he sent me he was talking to me about this van. He sent me a Snapchat, and he's like, yeah, dude, I think the hubs are going out in this thing. And he said it was a video. He was like, I don't know if you can hear it, but try to listen to it. You hear it knocking. I sent him a Snapchat, and I go, yeah, no, I don't see it. You couldn't see anything. All you saw was, the road, because it was at night, so all I saw was the headlights hitting the road. I'm like, yeah, I don't see it. And then he sends me a Snapchat and goes, you mean here? I go, yeah, that's it.
So I'm gonna tell you a story about the last time I got high. I haven't smoked in probably 3 months now, just because of drug testing with school and my new job and stuff. And so I'm at my friend Parker's house. We're all having a good time. And I don't remember if it was our friend Kyle or Cody who brought a pen.
But it was Parker's pen. It was Parker's battery, but Kyle's car.
Yeah. All right. So we're all hanging out in the back of the woods. Parker's got to sleep. Right? No, he didn't yet because Dana was still there.
No.
I started getting high while Dana was still there.
Wait, was it his party?
It was before that. Remember, I hit Dana in the face with the fucking tree?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm baked, and for some reason, this time, I got fucking retard strength. I mean, I went in the fucking woods and was ripping trees out of the ground. I mean, I came back with fucking logs. I'm talking about full lumberjack logs, ready for
transport. They were full-on trees.
Ready for fucking transport.
They were, 10 feet tall trees.
I pulled out this little dinky. It wasn't a fucking dinky one, but it was probably the thickness of, you guys know what a large McDonald's cup is, how it's smaller at the bottom and larger at the top. It's probably the thickness of the top. But, I mean, this shit was probably 15 feet tall.
Oh, it was definitely thicker than that, dude. It was double the size of a 2-liter bottle.
Oh, damn. Easily. So, I'm just fucking carrying this thing around, messing around. And my friend Nate, I'm holding it now. I'm baked, so I don't have balance or anything. My friend Nate keeps trying to kick the fucking tree. And I go, nope. Oh, fuck, cramp. My bad. Oh, shit. Okay, we're back. And I'm like, you're not kicking it this time. So I lift it off the air a little bit, and he still nicks the bottom of the tree. It throws me completely off balance. I swing around trying to catch the tree, nail Parker's girlfriend in the face with the tree. I mean, luckily she's okay. But I'm sitting there. I feel absolutely terrible. I'm high. I'm upset. And I start coming down because I'm upset, and my head is hurting. Dana goes inside, Parker leaves, and then Parker falls asleep. Wait, was I high when I hit Dana with the tree?
No, you weren't high yet.
Oh.
No, because he was passed out, and I walked into his room, and I'm like, bless you.
Thank you.
And I'm like, I walk in, he slowly turns over. I'm like, hey, I have a question. He goes, what? I'm like, Kyle has a cart. Can we use her battery? He goes, yeah, put it back when we're done. I was like, oh, you'd be mad if we use it? He goes, bless you.
Fuck.
He goes,
how is Taco Bell giving me no goddamn napkins?
Yeah, I don't have it in here.
Keep the story going, I gotta go blow my nose.
So I asked him, I'm like, yo, you care if we'd be upset if we use it? He goes, no, it's alright. So I'm like, you sure? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. So then, that was fast.
found toilet paper.
Okay, cool. And so we go out, and we're all just, like, in the pen, all enjoying life and shit, chilling up by the fire.
And I have a headache, so that's why I decide I'm going to hit the pen. And I'm still having a headache, so... So I'm like, just keep hitting it until my headache stops. So I'm pretty big. And so I got the story mixed up. So I hit Dan in the face with the tree when I was sober. Which makes it worse.
Yeah, that makes it a lot worse.
But at least I didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah. She was fine. She was used to getting wood to the face.
She played volleyball.
Yeah. So then Kyle goes in the house. Because he's hungry. He brings out those like big boxes of goldfish. And he brings out that, and in his other hand, he has graham crackers. And so he's running through the backyard, and he trips over a hole in the ground. And I didn't see it happen, but Ethan starts laughing like crazy, and I'm just
running. I sound like a fucking tea kettle. I mean, I'm just dying, and I just hear him go, "I'm okay. I didn't drop the graham crackers." Yeah. And apparently he, like, actually hurt himself, but he was high.
Yeah, he didn't care.
So.
So he, like, you thought he tripped over the fence. And so he's, like, he comes back, he's laughing, he's all happy because he still has his graham cracker. And we're like, what happened? He goes, "I fell in a hole." And you're still over there just laughing your ass off. You can't breathe to save your life. You're just like having a time of your life laughing because Kyle fell. And fast forward like 15 minutes, we're throwing the sticks into the fire. This dude has like a small bundle of sticks in his left hand, and he can't let go.
So high he forgets how to let go of the sticks.
Like, we're trying to make him let go, and I told him to put him in, like, to grab the sticks with his other hand and just break them. So he does it, and both of his hands have sticks, and he can't let go of any of the sticks. And he's just freaking out the entire time because he can't let go of the sticks. And then eventually, what do? Didn't we rip him out of?
You and I just went up there, and I mean, we're both baked, and we're by a gigantic fire. I'm fucking stumbling around. I just rip him out of his hand and throw him in.
Yeah.
And this is where I mix up the story. This is where I found my retard strength.
Oh, that's when we put you into the cross.
Yeah.
Because we found two of those tree logs.
And I carried them in like they were nothing. We have a friend there who we won't name, but he's a fucking douchebag. And so he's like, "Bro, look at me. I'm so fucking buff." And he's carrying in these trees that I brought in, one on each shoulder. And he's like, "Look, bro, I can clean these." And he starts doing different like lifts with them. Like, that, no, like, that's fucking bro. That's fucking dope, dude. Like, go you. And I'm just starting having the time of my life again, but I'm like, I have an idea. So I grab one of the logs, and I put it up behind my back. And my friend Kyle, the one who couldn't let go of the sticks, I have him hold up one. No, wrong. I have one lying across the back of my shoulder.
Yeah, you have one hold on your shoulders.
I'm holding on to it. Then I have my friend Kyle go behind me and put one straight up. So it looks like I'm on the cross. So there's me looking like a fucking baked gremlin hanging on a cross. And so we have those and we burn those. Then the night starts dying down and I get tired. But I mean, we were out there till probably 3 in the fucking morning.
Yeah, just definitely.
Just baked and having the time of our life. And that was a great time. And what else? Because I don't have... I do have a story. The first time I ever smoked using a pen.
Oh, God.
So I assumed, me being the ignorant smoker, is that, oh, it must be not as powerful as weed. So I go, well, when I got high the first time, I took like maybe 6 hits off of the blunts and the stuff. And so I'm like, I'll double this. So I double the hits on the dab pen. And
12?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I was wearing a Fitbit. It's never a good idea to wear a Fitbit when you're high. Because I just kept checking my heart rate. Just watching it go up and go up and go up. Because I kept getting more and more nervous at it. But you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to turn on some music. So, this is back, we're all at Parker's house. And it's on. Music is on. I'm lying there, wrong way of the bed. Like, my feet are by the pillows and my head is hanging off the end of the bed. And I swear to God, I was fucking hearing colors. Like, he'd play a song and I'd be like, yeah, this song's a nice mellow blue. And, like, I was just, like, I was feeling it. I mean, that was a pretty good time. And then there was another time where everyone was... my friend Nate and Kyle were standing in the middle of the bedroom hissing at each other.
Oh, my God.
Because they're both big. They just kept going, back and forth at each other. And I'm like, this is fucking retarded. I'm just sitting there smiling. And then someone was recording me. And they go, Ethan, how you doing? And I go, I'm riding on a wave of smiles. I still don't have the video. So, I don't know. I don't remember who has it.
I'm pretty sure Kyle has it.
Yeah, but no. Like, I was baked. And that was great. But, yeah. Those are all my good weed stories. Well, one bad weed story.
Yeah.
But I do have a trick for if you're too high, you want to get down, get scared.
Get scared?
Alright, so I have two stories for this. One of them I wasn't high, but my friend was. And I just got my Jeep, my 2000 Jeep Cherokee, so I wanted to show off. So I'm like, come ride with me, bro. We'll after I drive, we'll go back and smack the dab pen. And so he's already chiefing it. He's already high, and he's driving with me. And I'm like, don't worry. I'll take you on a trail. I got four-wheel drive. I won't get stuck. So lo and behold, I get stuck. I mean, I am stuck in probably like 8 inches of mud, just sinking. And we try everything. I literally threw everything out of my car under my tires just to try to get out.
Yeah, we went back like what, 3 months later, and you found like floor mats.
Yeah,
and like
floor mats, cardboard, my uniform from Marks, my wreath that I had on the front of my Jeep, anything I could try to get traction, and it just was not fucking happening. So we ended up having to call my friend's dad, who works for this big company, and they work with the tow company. So these tow guys came out, and I'm so far back in this trail, they can't get the tow truck back there. So the two guys walk back with me, and we end up rocking this shit. Just rocking the Jeep. Some guy's just trying to fucking pull it. They're throwing it to four low. I didn't know four low was a thing. So I was just going on four full time. And I'm like, just trying to fucking do this. He fucking throws that bitch into four low. We start rocking it. But the thing is, they have the two stronger guys right behind the wheels pushing. It starts to take off. My friend stops pushing like a smart person. I stand behind there pushing. I got hit so hard in the face with mud, I literally fell on my ass.
Really?
Like, it was like getting decked in the mouth. I mean, I was covered in. I had to drive home in the Jeep, destroying the Jeep with all the mud all over the Jeep. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. My parents will never find out about it. I told my parents about it. Dad still doesn't know the extent. My mom has a Jeep, so she understands partly. She just thinks I'm retarded. And then, so the whole reason behind that is my friend Matt, he was fucking gone at the beginning of this, but at the end, sober as could be. And as a personal experience, after homecoming, I went to two homecomings. I went to one in my city, and then I took a girl to her city homecoming. And we go back to this girl's house after homecoming, and my drug test expires, so I'm all good. So I'm like, you know what, fuck it, I'll smoke. I took a couple hits off of a blunt. This weed tastes like straight chemicals. Like, I think something was wrong with it. Because I just started getting hot. I didn't know where I was. I was dizzy. I was just sitting in the corner eating pizza. And my friend Parker, I was supposed to spend the night with him. He was drinking. So I'm like, okay, we'll stay until I'm sober. So that would just be a couple more hours. And then we could drive back to Parker's house and we'd go to bed. Our douchey friend comes and picks Parker up. So I have nowhere to go now besides home. So I'm like, fuck. So I get all... I was wearing a full suit. I at this point, I was in my suit pants and my undershirt. That was it. So I didn't have my belt on, my socks on, any of that shit. And so, I get dressed and I have to dip. And I end up being totally...